For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A week ago today, Irv Rosenfeld was scheduled to speak at the Illinois State House in Springfield. You see, Irv is one of seven federally supplied medical marijuana patients. Each month he gets a tin of 300 joints, courtesy of the U.S. government. Irv is only too willing to show this tin of joints to any legislator willing to take a look.
My name is Irvin Rosenfeld. I'm the longest surviving federal medical marijuana patient in the country.
There are many efforts underway across America, various states, people involved with their legislators, trying to bring forward some medical marijuana laws. You were involved in one this past week in Illinois. Tell us what happened there, please.
Well, I flew from Fort Lauderdale to Springfield to testify for a House subcommittee which was trying to introduce a bill on medical cannabis for the patients in Illinois. When we showed up there, also at John Walters, a drug czar was also there. And I said what had to be said as far as myself being a patient, as far as the benefits that I've gotten from being on the medicine for over 22 years, and how the government really doesn't even want to know that how well it works because they don't want to test me. And they talk about how, you know, we need more research, or we need this, we need that, and of course that's not really the case. And then the drug czar compared marijuana to crack cocaine and methamphetamine, which was, I thought, quite wrong. And then after I testified and they took a vote, which the vote was 7-4 against, as I was walking out into the hallway, I was approached by two police officers wanting to speak with me about what I had in my bag, which was a tin can, of course, of medical cannabis provided by the federal government. I'm not sure what they were thinking, that I would walk into a state capitol, present a canister of marijuana, and for it to be illegal. But apparently that must have been what they thought.
Well, couldn't they have asked the drug czar himself?
They could have.
Well, that's the case, isn't it, that he's unwilling to debate this subject in an open public venue?
That's the sad part, because these are knowledgeable people. I mean, the drug czar is a very brilliant person. The people that are against us are smart people. The problem is that they just are misunderstood. They just don't understand. And I wish, as an educated, knowledgeable person, that they would get on a podium with me. And if they say that marijuana is so detrimental that it causes brain defects, it causes lung problems, it does this, it does that, and that's truly what they believe, then fine, let them stand up and let them say that to me, and then let me say, well, fine, as a knowledgeable and educated person, you truly believe that, then would you please explain me?
Irv Rosenfeld has a condition where he grows tumors on the ends of all his long bones. Through the use of medical marijuana supplied by the government, he's able to forego the opioids and the hard drugs that would have kept him from being the successful stockbroker that he is. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.